Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right, folks. Listen, I'm getting a lot of shit. A lot of shit from people telling me that, oh, why'd you bring this person on? Why'd you bring that person on? Folks, I bring people on for you, okay? I vet them out for you. Not everybody I'm going to have in my program are you going to agree with. I got to give everybody a platform, a stage to come on. I'm getting a lot of shit from, Everett Stern, Jesse Sobota. Folks, you're not going to agree with all my guests, and that's totally fine. But I got to allow everyone a platform on my show. That's just the way it is. I can't be the one turning this person away, turning that person away, just because they don't agree with my viewpoints. I have to bring everyone on. We got to know the enemy's playbook. That's the only way you do this. Look, I used to get nervous, and I used to get fear panic attacks watching my opponent's film. But I had to watch the film of my opponents in order to figure them out so I could knock them the fuck out. That's just the way it is. I used to train my whole training camp scared. And then when I got in the ring, I was confident, and I used to just let things go. But honestly, folks, I don't know why you're getting – I understand your frustration with certain individuals that I bring on my program, but folks – I hide in a room of mirrors. folks, Venmo me, D-Rod1977. The donations are keeping me afloat. Why? Because Nino's Corner.tv, folks, it's an awesome platform, and I'm not raising prices, but the usage charges, for those of you that like to binge watch or maybe having other people use your account, I don't know what you're doing, but it's killing me. It's killing me. So the donations help. That's Venmo D-Rod1977. They're trying to tell me to higher the prices. I don't feel comfortable in doing that. I'm keeping it under $4. It's $3.99. And that's just where I feel comfortable doing it. I don't want to gouge any of you, and I want to be fair to you. And I feel like that's a fair price. A lot of people are hiring prices right now because of inflation. My arm's not being twisted yet, but it might later. It might later, but as of right now, I'm keeping it where it's at. So if you want to show me the ultimate support, go to ninoscorner.tv and get on there. I am going to be having some guests come on board that aren't comfortable using their names. You would know who they are, but they're not comfortable using their names, and they want to come on and give intel. So we'll see. That's going to be on ninoscorner.tv. I'm working to deal with them right now to bring them on. So we'll see what happens. That's in the makes. That's in the works. That's in the works. When the lights go out, folks, when the lights go out, baby. Yeah, this is not a romantic novel. Well, there is some perverted stuff in it, but when the lights go out on Amazon. And then I got my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. I go through this routine, this spill every day. The Mexican Mix is on Amazon as well. So I appreciate you guys leaving honest reviews. That's awesome. That people actually care. Keto with Nino, baby. Yay. All right. Keto with Nino. There's a secret diet. It's a secret diet that many celebrity CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet. And it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. I'm on the keto diet myself, but progress can be slow because it takes time for the body to stop using energy for carbs, see? Yeah. That's why I've switched to this amazing keto power. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with traditional keto diet. So results like boosted metabolism come sooner for me. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with Nino is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to Keto with Nino or hit the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Yeah. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. And I put older interviews on Rumble here and there. I think I just put up the Everett Stern interview up there. So a lot of catching a lot of hell for that. Which, oh, I can't believe you, Nino. I can't believe you'd have this guy on your platform. What is wrong with you? Folks, so you know what we're up against. So you know what we're up against. Twitter is Nino Boxer. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Bing! Get some cool gear. Folks, I'm really proud of this store. I'm really, really proud of this store. I have some veteran friends that are also coming up with Ranger Essential Coffee Company, and I'm going to have a little promo code on that as well. That's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited about that. Rangers Essentials Coffee Company and PatriotWear.com is where it's at. You got a brother's birthday. You got a husband's birthday. Your wife's birthday. We got it all. We got all the cool gear there. I should start doing infomercials. All right. I forgot my coffee. I left it in the kitchen. Nino's Corner.tv, folks. Nino's Corner.tv. Thanks, Army. Nino's Corner.tv. Steve Bannon is up right now. Steve Bannon's up there right now. It was a really good interview. We talked more about the border. I named it the Deep State Target. Steve Bannon is up on Nino's Corner.tv right now. The ghost is making his reappearance on Nino's Corner.tv. I finished the interview yesterday. Long interview as always with the ghost. He's a bit like Juano Saban. Gene Ho is coming on Nino's Corner.tv. Gene Ho, the photographer for Trump. I think George Magazine, he's coming on my program as well. Gene Ho is coming on. Bo Pony. Bo, you said something was going to happen today. Is it today or tomorrow? 23rd, 24th. So we got in the predictions. So he's coming on the 26th, Bo Pony. He's convinced something's going to happen. Scott McKay and Jayco, we're doing a roundtable, and then that'll be on Nino's Corner.tv. Vera Shirov is a Holocaust survivor, and that's going to be on Nino's Corner.tv. And without further ado, folks, let's get started on DC Panic and the Nuclear Threat, baby. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Get your energy today, folks. Let's get started. Woo! Yeah. I got to tell you, folks, I have to do that every morning because it jumpstarts me and it gets me going for the day. It works magic. I used to do that in training camp every time. I'd wake up in the morning and be like, fuck, what's going on with Dave in his room? Like I said, I keep getting certain personalities on my channel, and I seek out these people because I feel like it's a knife. You got to keep sharpening the blade, folks. You got to keep sharpening the blade. And it's very important to understand the enemy's playbook. Now, I don't debate my guests. When I'm interviewing somebody, folks, I try to sit back, and although I'm fucking dying inside, I let them talk. I give them the rope to hang themselves. I may not agree with them at all, but I have to keep poking and prodding for questions, and I hope you understand that. That's what I'm delivering to you. Some interviews are going to make you very uncomfortable. They make me uncomfortable. I mean, sometimes I can show it in the video. I'm like, I'm dying 1,000 deaths. But folks, this video is important because let's put two and two together on this. There is panic in DC. You got Biden trying to close Gitmo. He's trying. He's not going to succeed. He's going to make steps towards it, though. I will say that. I think he's coming to the realization that this is going to be much harder than he expected. So you got Biden closing Gitmo. So this should tell you that they are aware that Trump's going to make some kind of move, okay? What the move is, well, we all have our assumptions on what kind of move he's going to make. And I've interviewed enough people like Juan, the Ghost, Derek Johnson, a bunch of other people that claim to have intel, that it all kind of points to really military law, okay, which supersedes all the rest of this horseshit. So it doesn't matter what they're doing, really, because who controls the bigger guns? That's what it comes down to. So you've also got the House passing a bill saying you cannot decertify the bank robbery. I got to say it like that. There's certain, you know what the bank robbery is. Don't put it in here, of 2020. So we can't. So they're doing their best to say, like, ooh, if Trump comes forward and tries to work his magic, he can't do it. So the House just passed a bill in that. And I got to use certain words and terminology in here that you guys know I'm skipping and moving and weaving and, you know, moving my head so I don't get hit. But remember what Juan Derrick Johnson, the ghost, I'll say, military law does not operate within the confines of America, Inc. And they're operating in America, Inc. That's how I understand this. Now, this is, I have to say it on here, like, this is my opinion. This is what I'm gathering from the information that I'm researching and the interviews that I'm conducting. This is my opinion. And you should have the same, be close to what I'm thinking by you guys watch the guests I bring forward. So you guys know what I'm doing here. I'm very transparent. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not saying I get special intel from this person and special intel from that person. No, I lay it out for you all to play it out. You get what I give. I guess that's how you say it. So there is a Cuban-style missile crisis developing. It's hitting the news now. The crisis looks like it's in the works. And it's with America's old nemesis, ain't it? Well, Russia and China. And the threats are real. They're saying they're not bluffing. You know, a lot of them, you know, this is what the critical time we're coming into, the climax. And I'm telling you, folks, I know you guys agree with me. This couldn't come any faster. Like, I'm fucking tired of this. And I know you are, too. I know you are, too. It's like, let's get this show on the road, man. Let's just go. Yeah, let's go. Move. It's like, I just want to get back to living my life, you know? I mean, I can't say, like, my life before all this was great. I mean, I was drinking. This is keeping me occupied, that's for sure. But I'm sure all of us want to get back to kind of some kind of normalcy. And I can't. I don't know if it's ever going to get back to, it's definitely never going to get back to the way it used to be. It's just not. You need to accept that. And folks, if you are awakened or if you have friends that are just starting to be awakened, it's not a comfortable thing. This, your reality comes crashing down on you. Like, you're going to see people, very close friends of yours and family members that did this, that are going to start, oop, you know, heart attack here and there, of cancer, whatever. Things are going to start happening, and they're already happening. They're already happening. And then you start realizing you've been lied to. You start realizing you've been lied to your entire life. Your entire life. See, schools teach you what to think, not how to think. They teach you what to think just so you can be a good member of society and be a slavery of, and be in the slavery of debt. That's what they teach you, how to go to work every day. Not to think for yourself, but just how to be a good little citizen. Go to work, pay your bills, and get in debt. And get in more debt, and then more debt. Under this fiat system. It's all well-engineered, folks. It's all well-engineered. And if you think I'm bullshitting, think again. It's structured this way. And it all works hand-in-hand. The media, the school system, the churches, all to control your mind. So George Papadopoulos tweets, Papadopoulos was found on the coast of France eating his regular diet. Papadopoulos. I find so much entertainment in that name. Papadopoulos. It's a Papadopoulos thesaurus. Papadopoulos. Special counsel, John Durham, has requested at least 30 court subpoenas for witnesses to testify at the October 11th criminal trial of Hillary Clinton dossier subcontractor Igor Donchenko. And Alexandria, Virginia. I'm going to try to get George Papadopoulos back on the show. I've had him on ninoscorner.tv before. I want to get him back on. So I'm going to reach back out to Papadopoulos. Don't take offense to the way I say your name. Please. But I'd love to have you back on the show. So it's like, where has John Durham been? It's like, it almost seemed like everything just went just quiet, like just completely quiet. But it looks like he's resurfacing. I never gave up hope on him. I asked George Papadopoulos straight to his face. I go, do you think he's a white hat? What do you think? He said, no, I think he is a white hat. I think he's a good guy. So we'll see. I think he's moving in the background. He's moving behind the scenes. And things are developing with John Durham. Remember, folks, they have to do everything right. They got to dot their I's and cross their T's. They got to do everything right. Everything right. They cannot mess this up. They cannot mess this up. Trump on Truth Social, folks. Trump on Truth Social, as I get into this nuclear scare here. And you got to wonder, is this, you know, you saw that they were friendly when Trump met with them, when Trump was doing his world tour. Making the rounds. And I think it was for setting up for the time of this time right now. I think it was all to set up for this time right now. President Putin of Russia is now threatening the use of nuclear weapons. Now, this is Trump talking on Truth Social. President Putin of Russia is now threatening the use of nuclear weapons, saying it is not a bluff. The Ukraine conflict should have never have happened and would not ever have happened if I was still president. But as I have made very clear for quite some time, this could now end up being World War III. So they're putting it out there. They're letting you know this is real. This is real. Victory or nuclear war. Putin backs himself further into Ukraine corner. This is good. So seemingly extending the conditions for possible nuclear use in the middle of war. And just as Russia is planning to absorb four Ukrainian regions, means Putin had boxed himself in, experts say. Russian President Vladimir Putin renewed nuclear threats, have raised fears that his plans for escalation in Ukraine may not be limited to mobilizing more troops, while he has issued an apocalyptic threat against the Western before Putin's thinly veiled warnings. In a rare national address Wednesday, signaled that he was willing to raise the risk of nuclear conflict to avoid an embarrassing military defeat. Yeah, I don't think that's why, but all right. The Russian leader, they're making him sound like he's a hothead. See, I get these, this is all propaganda, folks, liberal propaganda. The Russian leader accused the United States and its allies of nuclear blackmail and said that without elaborating that high-ranking officials from NATO states had made statements about the possibility of using nuclear weapons of mass destruction against Russia. Then he delivered a notable reminder. If the territorial integrity of our country is threatened, we will certainly use all the means at our disposal to protect Russia and our people, Putin said. An apparent reference to Moscow's sizable nuclear arsenal. So it's getting hot. It's getting real hot. Now, I don't think a lot of people said something's going to happen on the 23rd, 24th. Maybe. Today's the 23rd. I don't know. But I think we all know something is coming. Now, I think it's going to be leaning more towards, now I'm making a prediction, so everyone just hold on. Late October to November, obviously we know what time of year that is or what that is in 2022, right? I think some kind of shenanigans are going to happen. Now, call me crazy, but that's what I feel. And I'm not saying I know, I'm saying I feel. I feel it. Do you feel it? Yeah. Yeah, you like that? Yeah. All right. Putin's order for 300,000 fighters drives Russians to the streets in protests. President Vladimir Putin to order a call up as many 300,000 reservists to fight in Ukraine triggered alarm and demonstrations as Russians were forced to confront the reality of a deadly conflict. Police detained about 1,400 people at protests against the order in 38 cities Wednesday night, according to the DVD Info Monitoring Group. Some of the male detainees were handed draft notices and police stations and protesters may face criminal charges under the harsh laws against criticism of the war the Kremlin has imposed since the February 24th invasion. Some university students have joined the demonstrations and were threatened with expulsion, which could annul draft exemptions. They're gearing up. They're gearing up. Take this serious. They are gearing up, folks. I think phase one is all but completed. If we're looking at this in phases, and I think Juan's right. I think it's going to come down to some kind of Cuban Missile style crisis, folks. We're going to be on the brink of shit happening. And as this is happening, the economy is going to keep going into the gutter. A free fall. Yeah, I said that on my last show. I took down my last show as well. Folks, sometimes I take down shows. I know a lot of you got mad last night because I was premiering a show, but there was some certain contractual agreements that weren't signed and we jumped the gun on it, so I took it down. Pissed off a few people, but it happens. Sorry. But when Juan says a near-death experience, this is not something that you're just going to see on television, folks. We're all going to feel it at our front door. We're all going to feel this at our front door. And if I had to make a safe bet, folks, I would say, and I'm sure most of you would agree with me, this is going to be right around, 2022. Going into November is when I see this shit hit ahead. That's just my opinion. Secret clause in Putin's mobilization decree may allow him to draft up to 1 million reservists. Why does he need a draft? What are they preparing for, folks? An independent Russian outlet reports a secret clause in Putin's mobilization decree allows 1 million to be called up. A new report says the Kremlin denied the report, maintaining that 300,000 reservists will be drafted. The West says Putin's partial mobilization shows he's failing in Ukraine. Is he failing in Ukraine, folks? Is he? The Ghost came on my program yesterday, and I'm going to be uploading that either today or tomorrow, and talked about how Kiev is all but done. And very soon, when they move in there, look at the timing of all this. The Queen's death. Threats of war now, threats of nuclear war. It's all happening after the Queen's death. It's all escalating, and it's going to escalate even faster every day. It's going to get interesting, folks. Remember, you can go to ninoscorner.tv, and it's your one-stop shop for everything war on the deep state, folks. I'm bringing the best guests that I could possibly find onto ninoscorner.tv. And a lot of you need to understand that I'll put some interviews on Rumble, but the good stuff stays on ninoscorner.tv because I have people on there already. That's where I went when the huge bombing started happening on YouTube. I created my own. Sorry, I think ahead of the game, folks. I think ahead of the game. Panic in D.C., folks. They're covering their bases. They're covering their bases. House passes election bill that makes it harder to decertify presidential results. So the House of Representatives on September 21st passed an election bill designed to address President Donald Trump's legal efforts to, the bank robbery. So the bill, dubbed the Presidential Election Reform Act, passed in a mostly party line vote with a handful of GOP defections. So the final vote coming in at 229 to 203 included the support of 221 Democrats and 9 Republicans, or rhinos. During the aftermath of the you-know-what of 2020, then Trump was trying to determine how to move forward on his claims of widespread, I have to miss some of these words here, folks, of you-know-what. Doesn't it suck that I have to talk like this on here? I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry it's this way, but I have to be that way on FluffTube. But let's just look at the panic that's striking. Why would they need to do this? What do they see coming? Ask yourself that. Biden trying to close Gitmo. Now the House passing this bill. What do they see coming? But I thought it was all conspiracy. I thought it was all conspiracy, folks. What are they worried about? What are they fucking worried about? Why are they making these moves? They're making the moves inside a captured operation. And from what I understand, military law is up here. I'm going to be the only one talking like this. I don't see any other really conservative type. You know, fuck it, man. I would say I'm independent. I don't know. I'm more independent than I guess I'm fiscally conservative. There's some liberal things I agree with. Some I do not. I guess I'm mostly conservative. You know, I wouldn't have declared any party my own until Trump run. Trump is the horse that I'm riding on, man. I see this at another level of the chess game, and that's how I see this. I don't identify with Republican or Democrat. I identify with what's right in my heart. So House passes election bill that makes it harder. See, they want to take away the power of the people, folks. But I think we all know what time it is and where we're at right now. Arizona Supreme Court rules anti-dark money initiative will appear on November's ballot. So there's another major update in the fight over a voter initiative in Arizona. The state Supreme Court ruled that Voters' Right to Know Act will appear on the ballot this November, despite strong opposition from the bill from, of course, liberals. Thank you, Nancy. The act will require any organization spending more than $50,000 on a statewide election or $25,000 on a local campaign to disclose the names of individuals who contributed $5,000 or more. Opponents of the initiative challenged the act in court, arguing that some of the signatures collected by petition circulators must be disqualified because the circulators failed to properly qualify with the Secretary of State, Fox Business reported. Panic. Panic! Yeah! I love to see panic. I love it. You know why? It means we're hot on their ass and they're freaking the fuck out. What do I know? I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm a nut. So Mar-a-Lago news, calling their bluff. Is he calling their bluff? See, folks, when you watch me, I like to go a little deeper into this. You know what I mean? I'm not surface level anything. Let's critically think on all of this together. And folks, I love the fact that if I make a mistake, you guys hold me accountable. I'm humble. I am humble for you. I work for you. I am your voice. I don't claim to know anything. We are doing this together. I involve you. I drop all ego, folks. So if I miss something, I read all the emails and out in my P.O. box, whatever I get in my P.O. box, I read. Because I feel like, and I try to gather as much information from all of you as possible. Because I feel we're all doing this together. So Trump's declassification defense draws skepticism from judges. So former President Donald Trump's assertion that he declassified documents seized at Mar-a-Lago has come under judicial scrutiny this week. As judges highlighted the limits of that defense and noted a lack of courtroom evidence sustaining it. Mr. Trump has for weeks said he declassified materials taken at Mar-a-Lago, his home in Florida, in Fox News interview that aired on Wednesday night. He said a sitting president doesn't need to have formal process for declassifying documents and can carry out such an order even just by thinking about it. Mr. Trump's lawyers have been more circumspect in their courtroom statements. They have said declassification is a potential defense they may raise later on once they have a better understanding of what was seized, but haven't asserted that any specific documents were declassified. Even those lawyers' carefully worded statements drew scrutiny this week, both from an appeals court and the court-appointed arbiter tasked with reviewing the approximately 11,000 documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. Whatever happened to Clinton's 33,000? This is just so fucking ridiculous. Talk about a target. Senior U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary, the semi-retired jurist serving as special master, has pressed for specific evidence of a declassification order, telling Mr. Trump's lawyers at a hearing this week, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I beg to differ. Mar-a-Lago special master gives Trump short deadline to prove planted evidence claims. So, the special master handling the Mar-a-Lago raid has given former President Donald Trump a short deadline to provide details that would bolster the claims, or his claims, about documents the FBI seized a day after the Justice Department scored an appeals court win. Judge Raymond Deary, who was appointed special master by Judge Eileen Cannon, gave Trump's team until September 30th to submit a declaration on a number of key issues, including what appeared to be a reference of suggestions by Trump allies that some of the evidence that the FBI said it had seized was somehow planted. Deary asked Trump's lawyers on Thursday to provide an affidavit on a list of any specific terms or items set forth in the detailed property inventory that Trump asserts were not seized from the premises on August 8th, 2022. I think he's baiting him in, and I think he's calling their bluff, folks. He's baiting the bull, like Juan says I'm on ninoscorner.tv. He's baiting the bull. He's taunting him. Come on. Come on. How many of you look at my profile pictures and think, wow, is he constipated? I do look like I'm constipated. I don't know. I run out of ideas. I really don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with these profile pics. I don't know if I should do this. I don't know what to do. I'm running out of ideas. I'm trying to not become a stale fart to you guys. I'm trying to stay fresh. It's really hard. This is harder than it looks, folks. It really is. Like, you guys think that I just come on here and just pull this out of my ass every day? That's not true. It takes me, let's see, I come on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm busy working. I'm working at my desk. I have to look important. This is how you look important. But I mean, I do work hard at this, folks. This has become a full-time thing for me. This is not something you go to school for. I'll say that. Who would have ever thought ditching school, being expelled from school, being in ISS, alternative classes, would have paid off? Because I'm not a product of the government. Yeah. All right. Organizations suing DeSantis over flights to Martha's Vineyard received over $1 million from George Soros. The nonprofit organization that filed a lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on September 20th on behalf of illegal immigrants who were flown to Martha's Vineyard on his orders has received nearly $1.4 million from left-wing billionaire George Soros, Open Society Network in the past. The organization Lawyers for Civil Rights filed the suit in the District of Massachusetts on behalf of the illegal immigrants. On behalf, listen to how that even sounds, on behalf of the illegal immigrants, on behalf of illegal, let me say that again, illegal immigrants, on behalf of illegal immigrants. And Alianza Americans, I don't know that. The lawsuit accuses DeSantis and other state officials of targeting the illegal aliens, and inducing them to board airplanes and cross state lines under false pretenses. What about crossing our borders? I don't know. What about crossing our borders? Call me crazy. Now listen to this. Biden comes out and calls us, anyone MAGA, extremists. Crazies. We've got to stop this. White supremacy. Although I know so many blacks that are MAGA. I know. And what about me? I'm Mexican. Am I a Mexican white supremacist? What am I? Do I hate myself? Does my German side hate my Mexican side? I don't understand how this works. North Dakota man. Did you guys hear about this? Tell me if you guys heard about this shit. North Dakota man who ran down Republican teen says he doesn't want his own life. Says he doesn't want his own life job jeopardized. Oh, well, that's too bad. That's too bad. You don't want your life or job jeopardized after you ran over a teen because he simply disagrees with you? Because he disagrees with your craziness? The North Dakota man accusing of killing a teenager with his car following a political argument. So he gets in a political argument with this kid, with a fucking kid. This guy's in his 40s. He's 41. He gets triggered by a kid that's a teenager. So the North Dakota man accused of killing a teenager with his car following a political argument said he didn't understand the charges against him during a recent court appearance. That's most of these people, folks. That's most of them. They operate like this. Shannon Brandt, 41. He's 41 years old. Spent just days in a Stutzman County jail on criminal charges related to the death of an 18-year-old. He was having a political argument with an 18-year-old. Taylor Ellingston, before he posted his $50,000 bond and was released, according to county jail records. He is charged with vehicular homicide. Vehicular homicide. And leaving the scene of an accident. But where are the extremists? If this was a Trump supporter running over a Democrat, oh boy, there'd be riots on the streets. Where's justice in this? Where's the justice in this? Or if it's a strung out, meth addicted black person like Floyd, then oh shit, let's burn down buildings. But no, you run over a guy, a kid. This is a child, an 18-year-old kid, really. But he doesn't want his life or job jeopardized, folks. It's almost like he went into court going, yeah, but he's a Trump supporter. So don't I get off on this? Isn't this like a no-brainer? Don't I just get off? Aren't we allowed to kill these people? Fucking crazy, man. The world's backwards. The world is backwards. So Fed raises interest rates. Here's what the Federal Reserve's third 75 basis point interest rate hike means for you. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.75 points, citing persistent inflation. Everything from mortgages and credit cards to student and car loans will be impacted by another major rate hike. And they'll just tax you. So as they do this, just get ready for Biden to keep upping taxes because you're going to be paying for it. They'll forgive student loans. They'll forgive this loan. They'll forgive that loan. And they'll pass it on to who? The taxpayer. Why? To kill the middle class. They're trying to kill the middle class. It's engineered. It's thought out. They have people thinking about how to do this. And they're going to fuck you in the ass. Enjoy it. Everything from mortgages to credit cards to student loan and car loans will be impacted by another major rate hike. Here's what I could mean. Here's what it could mean for you. Monthly expenses. The Federal Reserve raised the target federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage points for the third time in a row. In an effort to cool down unrelenting inflation, Fed officials have raised the benchmark short-term borrowing rate a total of 5 times this year, including 75 basis point increases in June and July, marking an unprecedented pace. The Fed has been delivering a tough love message that interest rates will be higher and for longer than expected, said Greg McBride, chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com. The federal funds rate, which is set by the U.S. Central Bank, is the interest rate at which banks borrow and lend to one another overnight. Although that's not the rate consumers pay, the Fed's moves still affect the borrowing and saving rates they see every day. The rate hike will correspond with a rise in the prime rate and immediately send financing costs higher for many forms of consumer borrowing. You are pedaling into a progressively stiffer headwind as interest rates rise, McBride said. Credit card rates are the highest since 1996. Mortgage rates are the highest since 2008. And auto loans are the highest since 2012. On the flip side, higher interest rates also means savers will earn more money on their deposits, and already high-yield savings accounts and certificates of deposits are levels fast seen in 2009, McBride noted. Fuck. I wish I had good news. The only good news I have here is that we're getting close. I feel it. I know it. Senate approves first climate treaty in decades. So now we're going for the climate. While the Senate is badly divided on most climate issues, strong backing from the business community to eliminate hydrofluorocarbons. Folks, I don't know if you've seen Dane Wigington on my program on ninoscorner.tv. He talks about what the real climate change is, and I'm not allowed to talk about it on YouTube, okay? So I got to be real careful with this, but the real climate change, go to Dane Wiggins on ninoscorner.tv. Wigington, that's his name, Dane Wigington. The Senate ratified its first international climate treaty in 3 decades on Wednesday, approving an agreement worked out in 2016 that will phase down refrigerant chemicals that are among the most potent climate pollutants, like your air conditioning. While the Senate is badly divided on most climate issues, strong backing from the business community to eliminate hydrofluorocarbons, known as HFCs, aligned with environmentalist agenda to help secure enough Republican support to meet the Constitution's requirement on 2/3 support. The Senate voted 69-27 to approve the Kigali Amendment to the Montreal Protocol, joining 136 other nations and the European Union in approving the deal. Every time I get on this show and I'm out here doing this for you all, I swear I sweat. I sweat. And it's more like a performance is the way I see it. Chips. The technology of chips. The U.S. and its allies are joining forces on chips that could stop China reaching the next level. Leading chip-making nations, including the United States, South Korea, and Japan, are forming alliances in part to secure their semiconductor supply chain and to stop China from reaching the cutting edge of the industry, analysis told CNBC. The alliances underscore the importance of chips to economies and national security, while at the same time highlighting a desire by countries to stem China's advancement in the critical technology. Still, there are some cracks beginning to appear between some of the partners, in particular South Korea and the United States. Leading chip-making nations, including the U.S., are forming alliances in part to secure their semiconductor supply chain and to stop China from reaching the cutting edge of the industry, analysis told in CNBC. Folks, this is the future. This is the future. And I think it goes in with transhumanism. All engineered, problem, reaction, solution. Thank you very much, Bonnie. I pay attention to everybody who's coming up here. Thank you, Lexington lady. So places including the United States, South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, which have strong semiconductor industries, have looked to forge partnerships around the critical technology. And that goes into this. Remember I said about transhumanism, I don't know, Mark of the Beast? World Economic Forum. Solid, rational reasons. So they're giving you solid, rational reasons to implant microchips in kids. Mark of the Beast, what? Claiming augmented reality technology has the ability to transform society, individual lives. The World Economic Forum recently suggested there is solid, rational, and ethical reasons to consider implanting children with microchips. According to an article published this month on the WEF's website, World Economic Forum website, implant technologies could become the norm in the future, and they form a part of natural evolution that wearables once underwent. The article's author, Kathleen Phillips, said there are compelling arguments in favor of microchipping humans. Like dogs and cats. I sometimes wonder, you know, we microchip our pets, right? Like Axel has a microchip. Sox has a microchip. Maya has a microchip. And I wonder, is that, when they say the mark of the beast, they call animals the beast. Sometimes I wonder, is that the mark of the beast that we'll be accepting implants like they do? Like we give our animals, our pets, our beasts. Just a thought. I don't know what you guys think about that. For example, implant technologies could supplant the role currently played by indigestible pharmaceutical products, could help dyslexic children, or could sniff out food allergens or illnesses such as the boogeyman, Phillips said. The potential benefits of these amazing technologies, Phillips said, are endless, limited only by ethical arguments. Limited only by ethical arguments. Limited only to ethical arguments. Ah, you don't want us putting something in your body? So it's coming. This is knocking at your door, folks. Knocking at your door. World leading. Okay, the Belgian Philips is vice president of research and development for IMEC, a Belgian company that describes itself as the world leading R&D and innovation hub in nanoelectrics and digital electronics. This is coming. I don't think it's 10 years away. I don't even think it's 5 years away. So let's talk about, thank you for the big hug. I appreciate that. Thank you, Gilly Munge. So let's talk about this for a second, folks. Beyond that letter in the alphabet, let's talk about that letter in the alphabet just for a second. This is beyond anything I've ever heard in my life. Now, you want to talk conspiracy? Let's talk conspiracy. Stacey Abrams, it's a manufactured sound. Tool of patriarchy is what she's saying. So Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams said in a recently surfaced video that at 6 weeks, unborn babies' heartbeats aren't real, but a manufactured sound designed to take away women's rights. Come on, folks. Really? She's on record saying this. There's a video of her saying this. Abrams is again campaigning to be governor of Georgia after a failed run in 2018. Notably, the Democrat refused to traditionally concede the race of Republican Governor Brian Kemp, suggesting voter suppression and a broken system. You don't say. It's okay if they complain about it, right? If they complain about it, but we can't. Heartbeats are not real at 6 weeks. Discrediting human life is what she's... This is fucking... This is beyond, man. This is beyond anything I've ever... And in Air Force, or let's just say military news, in military news, let's teach our military, shall we? Let's emasculate our military. They have to use the proper pronouns. How is this being taught in our military, man? Air Force Academy diversity training. Diversity training. I can't shoot you if you use the right pronouns, but if you're not using the right pronouns, pow, bitch. Air Force Academy diversity training tells cadets to use words that include all genders and drop mom and dad. So they're being told, don't use mom and dad. A diversity and inclusion training by the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado instructs cadets to use words that include all genders because there's so many. There's so many genders. You know, when archaeologists dig up bones, they don't know what to do because there's just so many genders. They don't know. It's like, wow, is this one female? Is this one male? Or does this one think it's a male? And that one thinks it's a female? And maybe this one's a hybrid of both? I don't know. There's so many genders to pick from. I can't tell. I can't tell which bone is which. I don't know. The pelvis? I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell if it's female or male because there's so many genders. Does this any of this make sense to you? A diversity and inclusion training by the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado instructs cadets to use words that include all genders and refrain from saying things like mom and dad. The slide presentation titled Diversity and Inclusion, What Is, Why We Care, and What We Can Do advises cadets to use person-centered and gender-neutral language when describing individuals. Some families are headed by single parents, grandparents, foster parents, two moms, two dads. Consider parent or caregiver instead of mom and dad. The presentation states, use words that include all genders like folks or y'all instead of guys, partner versus boyfriend or girlfriend. Alternative protein snacks made from insects finding their way onto Ohio store shelves, folks. So whether roasted, dried, dipped in chocolate, or tossed into a smoothie, edible insects remain a tough sell for diehard meat lovers in Western countries. Slowly but steadily, however, food products containing insect ingredients are finding their way onto supermarket shelves and online stores. Most people probably don't even notice products like chocolate chip chirp muffin bites, high cricket protein bars, or actually foods, cheddar cheese puffs made from cricket powder. Cricket powder, folks. This is a... This is what's coming. This is what's coming. So, folks, I don't know if you saw it, but there is a docuseries out. And I'm not going to give the name because I don't feel like it should have any publicity. But there's a docuseries out sizing up conspiracy theorists and the suffering they have caused. And, yes, I make a small appearance in it, to my surprise. And they say on here, if you get obsessive about these conspiracy theories, it separates you from society. You think that your friends and your family would be happy to find out they've been lied to, but instead they turn on you. Over the course of the sobering and illuminating six-part, so this documentary highlights, this is a panic move on their part, folks. It highlights conspiracy theorists. So basically, they're gaslighting. And they're saying the harm they have caused. The harm they have caused. All this is about controlling thought. Controlling thought. Once again, it's old magic at work in a new paradigm, folks, in a new consciousness. It's a new consciousness. And they're still using the third dimensional old trickery. In border news, Texas governor designates Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations. Mexican cartels are officially terrorist organizations in Texas, according to designation applied from Texas Governor Greg Abbott in September 21st. Fentanyl is a clandestine killer, and Texans are victimized by Mexican cartels that produce and import it. So cartels are terrorists. And it's time that we started treating them that way, Abbott said during a press conference in Midland, Texas. He specifically named the Sinaloa and Jalisco New Generation cartels as terrorist organizations, but added any similarity situated Mexican drug cartels who may be identified in subsequent proclamations. Enforcement Administration, DEA, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is often pressed into counterfeit pills and sold as Adderall, Percocet, or other common prescription pills. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, folks. Can kill billions of people. In what the fuck news, I got to hurry up, folks, because someone's at the door. In Toronto news, a TDBS teacher is catching backlash after she was photographed and videoed teaching class in a pussycat fur costume, identifying as an other kin furry. So she identifies not as a crazy person, but that as an other kin furry. This is what we, so this is where we're at. If your teacher can dress up in a kitty outfit and call herself an otherkin furry, that's not child abuse. You got to identify her as that. You got to look at her and say, oh, she's a cat. As she teaches cat class in a fur costume. That would have never flown when I was going to school. You have crazy people teaching school now. I'm out of here, folks. Someone's at the door. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah. Later, folks. I'm out.